A military court at Fort Hood, Texas, held a pre-trial hearing yesterday for Army Specialist Charles Grainer. He's suspected of being a leader of the abuse at Abu Ghraib prison in Iraq. The charges against Charles Grainer include committing indecent acts and assaulting detainees at the prison. A series of photographs showing him and six other soldiers humiliating prisoners set off the abuse scandal. Shortly after the photos surfaced, President Bush said in his weekly radio address that the abuse was the work of a few bad apples.
What took place in that Iraqi prison was the wrongdoing of a few and does not reflect the character of the more than 200,000 military personnel who have served in Iraq since the beginning of Operation Iraqi Freedom.
But lawyers for Charles Grainer are trying to mount a defense that their client was following orders that had filtered down through the chain of command. Yesterday, Grainer said he felt confident that the truth was going to come out, that he and the others were soldiers just doing what they were told.
Initially, wherever we've gone, we've been alienated until people get to know us and say, oh, my goodness, they're normal people. They're not monsters.
NPR's Jackie Northam was in the Fort Hood courtroom yesterday.
The charge sheet against Specialist Grainer is over 2 pages long and details some disturbing allegations. For example, he's accused of punching a detainee in the temple so hard that it knocked the prisoner unconscious. And he's accused of encouraging another soldier to drag a detainee by a leash wrapped around the prisoner's neck. And then he took pictures of the incident. He's accused of placing naked Iraqis in a human pyramid and then having pictures taken of himself standing next to the pile of detainees. The damning photographs will be hard for defense lawyers to argue, but Guy Womack, Grainer's civilian lawyer, says he will show that nothing his client is seen doing in the pictures, in fact nothing he did in any of the charges, was illegal or done without an order from one of Grainer's superiors. It became very clear the tack the defense will use in Grainer's upcoming trial is that he was simply following orders that came through the chain of command. Grainer maintains that he was told to soften up the detainees before military intelligence officers started their interrogations, and that he was told he was doing a great job in helping save American lives by making the prisoners pliable for military intelligence people. During yesterday's hearing, Womack asked the government to produce some of Grainer's superior officers to explain their role in drawing up and implementing interrogations and interrogation techniques. This could also help clarify the trickle-down theory, that what was policy at top wasn't always practice at the bottom. Only one request was granted, and that witness is doing the military equivalent of taking the fifth. The government lawyer sat quietly throughout most of yesterday's hearing. Major Michael Hawley offered arguments against bringing in the senior military officers, and he entered the debate about bringing in Iraqi witnesses. The defense wants several Iraqis, including detainees, to testify. But the questions became, what happens if we can't find them? And if we can, what happens if they won't talk? The judge, Colonel James Pohl, told the defense team to try to find them. If they can't, then he'll address this subject again later. The next time Grainer walks into the courtroom will be January 7th. His trial is expected to last a week. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Fort Hood, Texas.